Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today you know your identity on this All Saints Sunday. You are sons of God, you are children of God, and you are saints of God, all through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, All Saints Day is actually November 1st, which was this past week. And all around the world, Christians are celebrating All Saints on this Sunday, the Sunday after All Saints. Remembering that the saints here on earth, you and I, and those saints who are in heaven, for whom we will toll the bells today, who've gone before us, the saints on earth and the saints in heaven but one communion make. When we gather around this table, the Lord's table, our loved ones in heaven are around the table and the banquet and feast in heaven that knows no end. We are one communion. Though they have died and gone to be with the Lord, and our day will come, we are the sons, the children, and the saints of God. Today, as we look at 117 years of God's grace for all the saints who've gone before us in this congregation, as we invite you to the open house that is coming this afternoon, as we remember International Day of Prayer, the persecuted churches, and Christians all around the world, we'll pray for people in 10 different countries on your insert that you have on the International Day of Prayer, for those who are persecuted for the faith, and remembering those who've been martyred, who are sainted in heaven. And the reason we encourage you these three Sundays to bring your pledge cards of your time, talent, and treasure is because we are investing ourselves in God's gifts of grace here at Trinity Lutheran Church School and Campus Ministry, because Jesus is our righteousness, Jesus is our holiness, and clothed in Him in holy baptism, before God we're all dressed in the white robes of Christ's righteousness. And as you listen to the lesson in Revelation, in heaven we will wear white robes, pure, cleansed by Christ, carrying palm branches in our hands, just like the saints did on Palm Sunday. So rejoice today. You know who you are. The world does not define you. Jesus our Lord defines you as a saint, clothed in the white righteousness, and the white robes, I should say, of Christ's righteousness. So let's briefly look, what does it mean to be a son of God in Christ's blessed Beatitudes? What does it mean to be children of God with His blessed love? What does it mean to be saints of God and have blessed salvation? First of all, we consider on this All Saints Sunday, what does it mean to be sons of God in the Beatitudes of our Lord Jesus Christ? in the Bible, whether we be male or female, old or young, we are all called sons of God, small letter S, because we are incorporated by baptism into Jesus, the Son of God. The Son of God gives us the sons of God, the inheritance, because he is the Son of the Father. Jesus is the true Son of God who makes us, in his blessed Beatitudes, to also be sons of God. What does it mean that Jesus is the Son of God as he opens his mouth and teaches us? Jesus is the Son of God in eternity and then was born the Son of Mary in his incarnation in her womb. Jesus is the one that is pictured in the Beatitudes. Beatus in Latin means blessed. Each of these blesseds are describing Jesus, really. Jesus, the Son of God, was poor in spirit and mourned over us and was meek and humble. Jesus hungered and thirsted for righteousness and is merciful to us. Jesus is pure in heart. He is the peacemaker and makes peace between God and our Father in heaven through his own death and suffering on our behalf. Jesus was persecuted for righteousness' sake. And connected to Jesus in holy baptism by faith, this also describes us. Because we are connected to Jesus, we, incorporated into him, are also those who are called to be pure in heart in him and inherit righteousness and mercy in him. And so, you who are baptized and you who have a continuing faith in Jesus are sons of God. And because we are connected to Jesus, the Son of God, in the kingdom of God, you are comforted in all your afflictions. You inherit the earth. You shall be satisfied, and you shall receive mercy through Jesus. Through Jesus, you shall see God, and you shall be called sons of God. Through Jesus, yours is the kingdom of heaven. And when you might be reviled or persecuted, and evil said falsely against you, you rejoice and you are glad, because great is your reward in Jesus in heaven. Rejoice today that God called you a son of God because you were connected to the Son of God, Jesus Christ. That is who you are. Secondly, you are also a child of God in his blessed love. St. Paul said in the epistle lesson concerning Jesus, that child born of Mary, what kind of love the Father has given us that is in Jesus. You are beloved by him. And when his son Jesus appears on the last day, you shall see him as he is pure. Because we are a child of God through faith in Christ, when we see Jesus on that last day, we shall see him as he is. When he ascended after he had been crucified, he ascended upon the clouds. Do you know Jesus is coming back on the clouds with the angels and the archangels and the sound of the trumpet call of God? And we shall be raised, and the saints' bodies will be raised and reunited with their souls, which are already in heaven now. Jesus is pure. Without sin, he is pure in thought, word, and deed. And now we are connected to him. We are called children of God. Not only are we called sons of God, we are called children of God. We are called children of God because we are known by him, St. John says. We are not of this world. We are beloved children now. What we will be has not yet appeared. We shall see him and be like him and see him as he is. If you hope in him, you purify yourself. When we walk around the world today, we don't look any different than our non-Christian friends. We wear the same clothes, we look the same. But the Heavenly Father looks down and sees the difference. You are a child of God, even though it has not appeared yet. But it will appear. On that last day, when Christ appears, we will be like him. We will be raised, our bodies incorruptible, and the blind will see, and the deaf will hear, and the lame will walk. We will be the sheep on his right. Come inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. We will be made pure in Christ because we are a son of God and we are a child of God. Rejoice. And not only are you a son of God and a child of God, you are a saint of God in your blessed salvation, as said in Revelation chapter 7. Here too, Jesus is the true Holy One without sin. Now connected to him, we are saints of God. A saint is someone who is holy and set apart. And we are in Jesus. Yes, we are saint and sinner at the same time. But this is the reason why we are also saints. Jesus, the Holy One, the Lamb on his throne, by the blood of the Lamb, we have been cleansed. Our God and Father who sits on the throne, to him belong all blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, and might forever. And the Lamb of God is also the Good Shepherd. The sacrifice is also the High Priest. The spring of living water that we receive and the wiping away of all of our tears in heaven shows that Christ the Holy One cares for us, has compassion on us, and gave his very blood for us. The Lamb of God is the Good Shepherd, and the High Priest came into the Holy of Holies and offered himself as the perfect sacrifice. That is why we can be called saints. Not because of any works of righteousness we have done, because we don't do any works that deserve heaven, but because Christ is our holiness, and Christ is our righteousness. This is why we are declared saints through faith in Christ. John has this glimpse of heaven, and you know, all those loved ones that we honor today, family members that we all know and friends, they now see this with their eyes. We just see this with the eyes of faith, but when we die, we will see this. The great multitudes that are uncountable of nations and tribes and peoples and languages standing before the throne, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, crying Hosanna like Palm Sunday. They cry out with a loud voice, and we fall on our faces before the Lord. We will go through the great tribulation of this earth, and our robes have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Normally, if you took a white robe and washed it in blood, it would be red as blood. But not when you're washed in the blood of Christ. When your robe is washed in the blood of the Lamb, it comes out sparkling, brilliant, white, because it's been cleansed by Christ. That is why the saints, and we will join them, serve the Lord and are sheltered by him and have no more hunger or thirst as they serve in his holy temple. So my friends, in conclusion, as we're about to ring the bell for people among our congregation members and friends who've gone to be with the Lord, and those who've been martyred across the world for Christ, rejoice that by grace your reward is great in heaven. You've been baptized, absolved, and are about to come to the Lord's table. You cry out with all the saints, praise and blessing and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. And as we joyfully pledge our time, talent, and treasures this year, as we remember those in the persecuted church as if we were there with them, and as we rejoice in the gift of grace that we have even now, rejoice that you know who you are. You are a son of God. You are a child of God. You are a saint of God. Rejoice and be glad in Jesus, for great is your reward in heaven. To Jesus Christ be glory alone forever and ever. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and our minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. continue with the Nicene Creed on page 158. We stand to confess.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son,
who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayer of the church. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. O Lord, our Creator, Redeemer, and Comforter, we thank you that we can come to worship before you in spirit and truth as your saints. Humbly open up our hearts to hear your word, to serve you faithfully, invest all the gifts of grace in carrying out your great commission. As your saints in Christ, Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant, Lord Jesus Christ, physician of soul and body, that you grant healing and strength to Marlos Heft, Norman Parker and Jean Lutking, Cormac Baxendale, Pansy Brown, Jill Tarver, Rizon Merchant, and Jimmy Swanson, Arlene Audie, Catherine Zellers, Frida Deeby, Philip Burks, and Bobby Huntley. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you have given us this good land as our heritage. Grant that as we vote this coming week, you would guide all the elections, that we would constantly do your will. Bless our land with honest industry, truthful education, and an honorable way of life. Save us from violence, discord, and confusion, and from all evil. Grant that we would support and defend our liberties, and grant that justice and peace would rule in our land. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the family of Audrey Lohman, who passed away on October 30th, the family of Sasha Looper, who died on November 2nd. We thank you that your Son is the high priest of our good confession in the things to come, in the resurrection and the life. Comfort the Lohman and the Looper families to know that they share in the company of the blessed for all eternity. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Holy Spirit, pour out the gifts of love into the hearts of your faithful people as we continue to serve you in our church and school and campus ministry and pledge our time, talent, and treasures in 2019. Grant that by our whole strength we perform those things that are pleasing to you through Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. Blessed Lord, ruler of all the nations, continue to watch over Danny Green, Kevin Stevenson, and Ricardo Batanga, Stephen Maywald, Charles Gaither, Mike Gobble, Doug Jupe, Steve Mills, and all those who serve. May they be high in purpose, wise in counsel, firm in good resolution, and unwavering in their duty, that we may be governed quietly and peaceably. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, hear our petitions as we pray for those who celebrate their birthday in Christ, their baptism, and also those who celebrate their anniversaries this week. Brooklyn Johnson, Paige Trumbo, and Les Brown, Diane Fisher, Michael Buller, Steve Butte, Pastor David Carver, Aaron Pomerantz, Barbara Beal, Jim Randall, Alex Laffin, Frank Richards, Kevin Ladisaw, and those who celebrate their anniversaries, Jerry and Charlene German, Brian and Penny Drilewski. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
On this International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church,
We remember those persecuted Christians around the world. On this day, they've shared the gospel and now they are in prison for it. Be with them in their hardships and persecutions. We pray for those who are persecuted in North Korea, Afghanistan, and Somalia, Sudan, Pakistan, Eritrea, Libya, Iraq, Yemen, and Iran. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Please take a moment to fill out the ritual of friendship pad found at the end of the pew. Pass it down to the people next to you and then tear it out and place it in the baskets in the narthex on your way out of church later today. Please be seated as we gather our offering.
Sing the offertory, page 159. We stand to sing.
Fellowship divine, we feel we strong.
Today we toll the bell for the members of our congregation who have died since last All Saints Day. We also toll the bell for those martyred under persecution for Christ this past year. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he who sits in the throne will shelter them with his presence. James Stevenson. Dorothy Anderson. Ronald Lytle. Evelyn Nidman. Catherine Brown. Audrey Lohman. Sasha Looper. Pastor Musa Choi. Joseph Gore. Felix Thaola. Pastor Vincent Damina. Chidara Jupali Subravama. Pastor Abraham Topno. Basim Hurz Atai. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. To God alone be glory forever and ever. Amen. Page 160, the Communion Liturgy. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, in the communion of all your saints, gathered into one body of your Son. You have surrounded us with a great cloud of witnesses, that we, encouraged by their faith and strengthened by their fellowship, may run with perseverance the race that is set before us, and together with them receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, if you've had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and blood, drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast
of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Christ.
Christ.
Body, blood,
164.
Favor and give you peace.
Amen.